Shut up! WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter and her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Everybody can suck it.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Even funnier than a barrel of faggots. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's funnier than that?
Nothing.
All right, as everybody looks at their draft order... I was in a draft last night for another league. I mean, this will be the third league that I'm in. And just FYI, with the guys that I drafted with last night.
Yes.
Here's how the top 10 fell out in the draft that I was involved in last night.
All right.
The number one pick was LT, LaDainian Tomlinson.
Right.
Number two was Steven Jackson for the Rams. Number three was Peyton Manning.
Right.
Number four, Sean Alexander from Seattle.
Okay.
Number five was Frank Gore from San Francisco. Six, Larry Johnson from Kansas City. Number seven, this guy's an idiot taking this guy this high, Brian Westbrook from the Eagles. Number eight was Joseph Addai from the Colts. Number nine was Willie Parker from the Steelers. And number 10 was Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush!
That's how the top 10 worked out.
Very good.
The draft that I was in last night.
A few odd ones in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, you know, they'll all be different.
Right.
But...
kind of different and the same at the same time.
Yeah, but what's good about looking at it first, you know, I thought, oh, number six, no good. But then, because we do the snake back and forth,
right?
I really get player number six and player number 11.
Sure. Yes.
So that's not a bad spot to be in. And for you, conversely, you'll get player number four.
Right.
And then player number...
30.
That's exactly it.
Yep. That's how it works. That's how I've already written it down. And very exciting about the prospects of getting Eli Manning... and the fat guy who's his backup.
The Pillsbury throw boy.
The Pillsbury throw boy. Looking forward to that. He may be my first pick. I don't think Eli's going to last half the season.
No.
As I told you, I'm mentally prepared for this draft.
Mike O'Mara is really gay for Eli Manning. He has been ever since he came into the league.
I know. And yeah, and what a joy he's been to me, too.
Even during
what a delight he's been.
Even during the commercials. You're talking about Eli Manning.
Talking about Eli, talking about the Giants and how their fortunes have stalled. And how it looked a lot better for them last year, and now things are not looking that good.
I don't want to give you cats any hints.
Okay.
But, I'm really, if everybody's doing their draft now or maybe this weekend, I'm really tempted to go very heavy New Orleans, but I'm afraid I'm going to get bit in the ass.
Who's the quarterback for New Orleans? That
Drew Brees.
Drew Brees. Yeah, Drew Brees has gone high in a lot of drafts.
He
right?
is good. Also, yeah. You know, like I know the guy that I drafted against last night. The guy that took Reggie Bush at 10 was very smart. He took Deuce McAllister two rounds later. So no matter what happens,
he's
no
got
matter,
a fallback.
Yeah, no matter who gets the ball for New Orleans running, I mean, that guy I thought had a great draft because you get Reggie Bush coming out of the backfield, you get Deuce McAllister running, and then. The same guy took the Saints special teams, which means you also get Reggie Bush running back punts.
Well, the Saints are going to be good this year. I mean, do you think it's going to be the adrenaline from the post-Katrina season,
I mean, that's
or do you
thing.
Think it's the real deal? Bush is a guy that I think is the real deal.
They could go back to being the real Saints right away.
Mm-hmm,
right away. I mean, if
I'd actually like to have Reggie Bush on my team. I really would. I'd like to, that. I could see myself taking him, not necessarily in the first round, but
he'll be
he's not
going to
be. You think he'll be at number four?
I think
there'll be somebody better at number four, though.
I think Reggie Bush will go in the top 20
yeah,
in absolutely. Our draft.
Right. We'll see what happens. I'm getting pumped up for it.
There you go, Mike. I'm
very, very pumped
Tomorrow's
up.
Tomorrow's the day.
Can't wait till I get here. I'll be studying it all the way on my cab ride over here tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Tomorrow's a designated driver day. Tomorrow's a good old drunk last show before vacation fantasy draft day.
I'll be studying very, very hard.
Who do you think went number 50 last night in this draft? I'm just looking at the list.
God.
I mean, you'd have no idea.
I'm going to say Plaxico Burress.
Have you ever even heard of Lee Evans?
Yeah. Yeah. Bob Evans' younger son who actually inherited the sausage fortune.
From the Buffalo Bills.
Lee Evans? What does he do? What is his job?
He's a receiver. He was the 50th pick last night.
Now, when you said it like that, did you know that?
I knew
did
it.
Did you know he was? I mean, you watched so much football.
I did, but I threw it out not to like make like, hey, look at Mike the
you
dumb
gave
guy.
You gave me a little Art Fleming with the answer there. He's a receiver. There was just this. I've worked with you long enough to know there was enough of that tone to go. He's a receiver. Thought you knew that.
Surprised you didn't know that.
Give me 49.
A 49. Well, you know him, Jeremy Shockey.
Oh, tight end still for the New York Giants?
Number 48, it was drafted last night, was Tony Gonzalez.
Another tight end. Okay, the tight ends go in the later rounds.
All right, how about number? Pick a number. Just pick a number.
Number 30.
Who was number 30 in this draft I was in last night? Ah, Roy Williams.
Kicker?
Right.
No. Roy Williams is a receiver.
Right.
For Kansas City?
Right.
Was I right about that?
No.
Okay. Well, who is
Dallas. He's for Dallas.
A receiver for Dallas.
Wide receiver for Dallas.
All right.
And finally, one more. Buzz?
Yes.
Pick a number.
13.
Relatively high pick. Let's see if Buzz knows who this guy is. Mm-hmm. This is, again, from the draft that I was in last night.
Uh-huh. This is great because I'm getting my mind set to think football a little bit.
The 13th pick in the draft I was in last night was Chad Johnson.
Chad Johnson.
What team, Buzz? That's an easy one.
I really don't know. I'll say since you said it easy, I'll take that as a hint that it's the Washington Redskins.
That's right. That's right, Buzz. The Washington Redskins.
Position?
Uh-huh.
What position, Buzz?
I don't know. He leads in rebounds. I know that.
Come on. Make a real guess, Buzz, please.
Wide receiver.
Very good.
You got that much right.
Sure.
Good, good. Give me. Good. Now, I would have not gotten that. I would have not gotten Chad Johnson.
You don't know Ocho Cinco?
No.
85 Chad Johnson, the guy that does the river dance in the end zone?
No.
Jesus Christ. The other night, D'Angelo Hall had shaved into the back of his head something like, 85, you're my bitch.
Really?
Like, I own 85.
D'Angelo Hall is the DB for Pittsburgh, right?
For Atlanta.
For Atlanta. See, I didn't know that. I was faking it because they played Pittsburgh.
Pick one more number, Mike. Pick a high number.
25.
25 last night in the draft. Reggie Wayne went 25th in the draft last night.
Reggie Wayne is a running back.
No.
Receiver, then.
Yes.
Reggie Wayne is a receiver for NFC team?
No.
AFC team. Seattle?
No.
All right.
Colts.
Reggie Wayne, fairly well-known player.
Number 87, yeah.
Fairly well-known player.
Left-hand side of the field.
All right, let's go higher. How about 35?
Number 35 last night? Thomas Jones.
Have no idea. Absolutely no idea.
Guess.
He's a wide receiver.
No.
Thomas Jones. He's a singer. From Wales. Incidentally, all the silence around me, for all you guys, did any of you know who's Thomas Jones? Rob, did you know who Thomas Jones was?
No, I did not. No.
Thomas Jones.
I did. He played for the Bears last year. He got traded to the Jets.
And he's a running back?
Yes, he is.
Fullback?
He's goddamn good. No, running back.
Okay, so he's
like a halfback.
Oh, a halfback. So halfback. He's not one of those power runners.
Want another one?
Yeah, I do.
Pick a number, Mike.
Give me 18.
18 in last night's draft. Ronnie Brown.
Not Johnny Brown.
No.
Give it to somebody else. Let somebody else play the game. Ronnie Brown.
Ronnie Brown.
Anyone?
Rob. Buzz.
All right. I'll say running back.
Yes.
Indianapolis.
No.
Okay.
Mike?
Am I supposed to say who he plays for?
Miami.
I knew Ronnie Brown played for Miami.
Oh. All right, Ronnie Brown.
Ronnie Brown.
Well, this is the kind of exciting stuff that we'll be doing tomorrow.
I tell you, by tomorrow, I'm going to know who all these guys play for.
All play for you.
Right. They're all going to play for me, and their last name will all be Hasselback.
Mike, who does Lawrence Maroney play for?
Lawrence Maroney?
Yeah.
How
about Maurice Jones-Drew?
Jesus.
Here's an easy one. Who does Antonio Gates play for?
Pittsburgh?
Fag.
You're a fag. Who is the backup right fielder for the Boston Red Sox?
Not comparable, because Antonio Gates is an all-star tight end.
I'm watching baseball.
For the San Diego
Chargers. I am obsessed with baseball.
No, if you want to get me at this game, though, at least you can't. That's like me saying, who's the backup quarterback for the Houston Oilers?
Well, see, even in baseball, I'm very team-focused. You know, I wouldn't have depth in that. You root for your football, you let me root for my baseball.
I'm letting you root for your baseball. It's just if you're gonna try to stump me.
And then next spring we have a fantasy baseball draft.
I am not saying that you couldn't stump me at baseball.
Right.
Just give me an everyday player, someone who would be regularly known to a real baseball fan.
All right.
Maybe I can come up with something.
All right. The starting right fielder for the Anaheim Angels. Los Angeles Angels.
Do you know him?
Yes.
Is it Guerrero.
Very good.
Right. Number 27.
I'm the big fag then, because I didn't
know. Yes, you are. I guess so. I guess, isn't it like Vladimir or something like that?
Huh?
Isn't it like Vladimir Guerrero? Vladimir
Guerrero.
Yeah, right, sure.
Third baseman for the Toronto Blue Jays.
See? No idea. Do you know?
Yes.
Who?
Troy Glaus.
Okay, now, here's the question. Is Troy Glaus as much of a household name as I thought Reggie Wayne was?
It depends
on the house.
It does. Okay. I know you're passionate about football, and I wish I knew more about it.
And
even when I was a bigger fan of the NFL, I was still team focused.
No, listen, you're good at it, and I'm not in any way diminishing your love of baseball.
I know.
It's just that there are some things
I have to get October out of the way before I start paying attention to the NFL.
I just think, generally speaking, I mean, if you've got a
I knew the name Reggie Wayne. I didn't. That sounded like it was a rhyme. Yes.
I
knew the name Reggie Wayne. It caused me a great deal of pain.
If you're walking around with a penis, you got to know who some of these guys are.
Well, not really, though.
I think so.
You know, I mean, I know football. I enjoy football.
The biggest ones. Frank Gore. Who does Frank Gore play for?
Well, Al's team.
Seriously, that's an easy one.
He's a quarterback.
No.
I have no idea.
San Francisco.
Well, he's the new running back for San Francisco.
A couple of years now, he's been hot as balls,
and he's going to go fairly high in the draft this year.
Yeah, in the draft last night that I was in, he went in the top 10 for sure.
Frank Gore, and is Frank Gore a fullback?
Halfback.
See, halfback.
Running back. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I've got to focus on it more. I always feel frustrated.
Oh damn, I love it. It's a good time of year.
But you know the good thing about this, whether we know it or not, whether we know these names or not,
right.
It doesn't matter.
And yeah, that's
because anybody can win in fantasy football.
That is the truest thing that you've said. I'm sitting here like I'm goddamn Svengali,
right,
knowing all of this stuff. Seriously, I've got an equal chance of my team going 0-16.
Right.
It really don't matter. That's what's so great about it.
And I would be able to play this game better probably 15 years ago than I play it right now.
With all the teams?
No, but I mean, I just know more guys. I would know, for whatever reason, I would know more. I was more into
it. So what is 15 years ago? This is now 2007, so 15 years ago would be 1992.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say 85, Buzz?
Yeah, time flies.
And tomorrow we'll be doing our math quiz segment.
What are we doing? We're doing the news.
Oh, yeah.
Hi,
everybody. This is the news.
Lost my place there for a
moment. Oh, I'm glad that's over.
Oh, delightful.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
Yeah.
Very. Ooh, it's delightful.
We started the news 15 minutes ago at 4:30.
Pressure on the fire. Jesus.
Mike is actually having to towel off now.
Yeah,
it's just a terrible grind. I must study more.
A little moist myself.
All you have to do is watch a little preseason football, and these questions all fall into place. Mm-hmm.
That's all you got to do. And trust me, you know who's heard that a million times?
Who?
Poor Janet.
Oh, really?
Poor Janet. And I'm not throwing any of you guys under the bus, because like I said, I'm in three leagues.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those pompous pricks. Like I said, I most likely will have a losing record this year. I do most years. But this is the time of the year, like Janet will say to me, why are you actually watching, like, Houston play the Arizona? And I'll say, you know why? I watch because when I make my picks, I know the guys I'm talking about. You know these other guys that are in my league? You know what they're doing right now? They're outside. They're golfing. They're picnicking. They're talking with their friends. You know what I'm doing? I'm checking out the second-string quarterback for Houston.
But let me ask you this. Let me offer this, and let me ask you this. Seriously, how much of an advantage is that in a fantasy league? Really, I mean all fantasy leagues. Really watching him. Because I think about that when I look in on a preseason game. I say, hey, if you look at this guy and he's having a good preseason game.
Like, it's dumb friggin' luck.
It is dumb luck.
Sometimes there have been a guy, for Denver, I'll see him playing a game and I go, God damn, that's good. And I'll pick it. Everybody's had that. And
everybody has a preseason game where it's lights out for like four series.
Yeah, and you have no idea. No, I don't think so.
I don't think it has any relevance.
Doesn't it help you maybe in like the second to last or last round when everybody else is gone?
Not really, because all the good guys are gone like after the first three rounds.
Yeah, and they're all rated and they rank them and do all that. I wish that would make it more fun if you really did have to watch the preseason games.
No but cheat sheets?
It does. The cheat sheets, you know, I mean, everybody picks the same guys.
How about tomorrow? No one brings any prep in, and you always have to work from memory. And you can't write anything down.
I'll do it.
He'd go to the Super Bowl. Uh-huh.
No, he would.
He'd be the only one.
Yeah, how many? That would be a great fantasy draft.
I love that.
We'd really have to study tonight.
And you couldn't write anything down either? You don't remember what you have?
Have to commit all the rosters to memory in the NFL. Jesus, that would be so. You know, you'd probably come in and do a pretty good pull on that one.
I could do okay. But, of course, if you ask me what I had for lunch today, you know, at the end.
The answer is...
I don't know.
How about the square root of 7?
85.
But I am pretty pumped, even though I have no idea the guys you were mentioning. I'm pretty pumped for tomorrow.
How about the theory of relativity? I can tell you Sage Rosenfeld is the second-string quarterback for the Houston Texans.
Sage Rosenfeld?
Sage Rosenfeld, formerly of the Miami Dolphins, formerly of the Washington Redskins.
That's really his name?
Sage, S-A-G-E.
And you called me a fag. Sage Rosenfeld.
That's eight. Don't blame me. Blame his mom.
What's his brother's name? Parsley?
Does he play any Saturday games?
God. There he is.
Uh-huh. You know, Robbie, I don't know. I don't know if he's Jewish or not.
Find out.
Quickly.
Because Rob wants to draft him right away, early in the round.
In my fantasy religion league.
I remember when Rob was seriously bummed out. Not bummed out like it was the end of his world. But when you found out that Bernie Kosar was Catholic.
Yeah.
I do remember this was a long time ago.
Bernie Kosar was the most Jewish sounding and looking quarterback I've ever seen in my life. And he was a good Catholic guy. And you never knew it. I mean, I thought for years that he was a good Jewish
boy.
For
years.
He looked like Gabe Kaplan without the mustache.
Right.
And have you heard Bernie Kosar speak? He talks like one of these guys.
Bernie Kosar.
He does. It's not like you would expect.
You see, I just don't like to be tricked. Remember that, Bernie. I don't like to be tricked. Fool me once. Shame on you.
But if we finish, when we finish the round tomorrow, just like Mac McGarry, what are you going to say, Rob?
That's the end of the round.
Yeah, baby. Oh, boy.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
Man, I can almost taste the Bloody Mary mix.
That's what you're looking forward to.
Well, yeah, you know. You know.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
You know.
You know.
It's going to be very exciting tomorrow.
I found your shopping list around here, too, that you ordered someone to, with all the stuff you had them buy.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got... I know it off that. Now, that I know from memory.
Shopping list?
That's that's one bottle of one large bottle of Grey Goose, four bottles of Mrs. T's Bloody Mary mix.
That's the note I saw.
Couple of limes, bag of ice, plastic cups, and as Rob so aptly reminded me, a knife to cut the lime.
There you go.
Worcestershire sauce.
That's it. There you go.
Because we got hot sauce here. Hell, you know what? Add something to the list. Really, you want me to make them right? Little horseradish.
Yeah.
Nice.
Little horseradish.
Yeah. Sure. You like it hot?
Happy draft day.
Why? Why men's rooms?
Because that's where you get the horseradish.
Why men's rooms?
When you run your hand along the bottom.
I am not gay.
Right.
Yes, you are.
Buzz, that was an outstanding segment.
I'm glad you liked it. I'm very proud of it.
Can I point out that I believe it's a first since... Yes. Since the way old days when you would just do the news and we would leave like for 10 minutes.
Right.
It may be the first time we did not interrupt one of Buzz's stories.
Not we once. Did not.
That's true.
I'm exhausted.
Who knows if we can do that again coming up.
What's next, Buzz? I'm so newsed out already.
As we continue the broadcast, more on Larry Craig, the senator.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.